everybody or every entity for the acts of some. And that's gone on for, I'm sure, the existence of government. Something that we have done in the past, and I don't remember the numbers, and I didn't even think to look it up until just now. In the past, I know the county has offered buyouts for that very purpose, and probably for other reasons as well. What did those buyouts amount to? Do you remember? Does anybody remember?
Not much.
We had several take it, and after, after they took it and were off a little bit, they wanted to come back to the county.
If I remember right, it was like $1,000 a year, the amount of years you were here.
I don't know.
Was there a max?
No. Yeah, you would probably know that better than...
That's what I'm trying to remember. Were they, was the maximum like 10,000? Was there anybody that got...
I think it was a max number of years. I'm trying to remember because I think...
That's right. They got paid out on the number.
Right.
There was a maximum of 10 years or whatever it was.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, it would add to her benefits package. There's no doubt about that. Whether they take advantage of it or not, it's something you can put on paper, say you've got it if you Taney County's benefits package. Out of the 1,400 counties in the state, there's not been, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that have saw fit that they could afford it because it increases your percentage that you pay the employees. One of those that is a is on 80 and out, they have the employee pays in part of their loggers, just like on, like you're saying, on SURF used to do. But it adds to your benefit package. And if, and Taney County is a blessed county in the tourism, and even COVID has been good to us in that when it reopened, everybody wanted to come. Not everybody, but many people. The businesses were very busy, as it shows in our sales tax. Of course, on that sales tax, part of that's inflation, because the cost of the product is going, some of it is tripling in cost. And that's reflected by the federal government on their percentage of cost of living. So our sales tax, we can't really think that when we say $10 million, we budgeted this, much of that is due to an inflation cost of product.
True, but it's all relative. Our costs go up, but instead of our revenues.
Yes, it is. So if we can, if the county, I think it boils down to if it'll add to your benefit package, where they take it or don't take it, and we've got charts telling what percentage takes on what age group. But if the county can afford it from now on for the rest of the life of the county, if they can think they can constrain each department that extra percentage, because you, after we, after it's paid off what is owed, the 2-point-something million, then your percentage for employees' salary, like a $20 an hour employee, I think the cost, extra cost the county would pay on that to loggers was $1,000-some-odd more on, you know, each employee. So if the county can afford it and think they can afford it from now on with projected revenue from now on, and be able to continue to give their employees money to live on as it, as a cost of living increase and so forth, then it's a good thing. It's a good thing for all.
One of the circumstances, since our county runs off of sales tax revenue, is if that sales tax revenue amount continues to climb, and there was no circumstance that would have made this year be affected to get the great increase we did this year of over $10 million. But normally our sales tax does climb about 2.45% each year average for the revenue, and the majority of the revenue that is collected for each fund is going to be sales tax. So it would all be dependent on how the economy of the county does to be able to say that we can afford it for the next 20 years.
And that depends on how much sales tax your merchants collect, how much they sell, how good they're doing to get those people to come in. They pay the sales tax to the state, and they pay you your part. So we depend upon our growth of our county and to sustain what we've got already.
And the decisions that are made.
Mm-hmm. And it all goes back to it's all relative.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as good or bad,
yeah.
I may not agree with some of the stuff, but with inflation, taxes go up that we receive, so it's a relative issue. It's not a mm-hmm. with personal property and real estate taxes, it's not necessarily the case. And because we don't receive any personal property or real estate taxes, that's a benefit of the sales tax. It's not a guarantee, but it's a
personal property real estate tax.
The county receives no personal property real estate taxes, so we don't operate off of that. We only operate off of sales tax.
Yeah.
Sales tax is relative to
yeah.
cost of goods. Cost of goods are relative to inflation.
Yeah.
Inflation goes up, cost of goods go up, cost of goods go up.
Yeah, the county doesn't have a levy, but we do receive funds from real estate and personal property taxes
okay.
whenever they pay.
The county doesn't offer.
But we don't rely upon those.
We don't rely. We roll back to zero every year. I understand the assessor's office gets a percentage of the parcel. I understand all that. I'm talking about that's 100,000 or that's a minimal amount of the 50-some-odd million dollars we get countywide. So that's not even a...
Well, yeah, and that budget's totally separate.
That's what I mean.
It's the collector that does the collecting for it.
Yes.
That's where our percentage comes from. If the county can afford it, that's it. Whether you use it or not, you may choose that you couldn't afford to individually. That's every individual's decision. Can I afford to live on this? Do I want to give up this job to go get this job if I don't? Or the ones that we've had retired, I think we know, maybe have farms or something, other income. And but if the county can afford it to add it to the package, and it was an exceptional year after next year, and whatever the federal government does will also help the county determine whether they can afford it or not.
Without reading this whole thing, it looks like in 2015 they did $100 per year for 1 to 7, $200 per year for 8 to 14, $250 for 15 plus. That was the policy in 2015. Well, end of 14, first of 15.
What were you saying?
On that early retirement?
Uh-huh.
It was $100 per year for 1 to 7 years, $200 per year for 8 to 14 years, and $250 per year for 15 plus years completed. It was just emailed to us. What do you see the 5 years, 10 years down the road? And again, I'm going to ask Sheriff and Road Bridge because you have the majority, of the employees directly underneath you. And Jack and Denzel, you guys weigh in, Brian weigh in as well. Where do you see us in 10 years if we don't, if we do this, and where do you see us in 10 years if we don't do this, as far as employee retention?
Sheriff's Office, it'll help employee retention in 10 years and 5 years. like I said earlier, I think it'll help draw some applicants. You know, somebody that's 30 years old can benefit from this because they'd be able to retire at 55 for a corrections officer or dispatcher, where otherwise they'd have to work another 6 or 7 years. So it might, you know, it might help draw some a little bit older applicants that are maybe a little bit more mature and already looking towards retirement at 30 years old, as opposed to somebody that's 21 or 22.
I feel that it would help hold our people. If we don't, we're going to be losing more.
So with Road and Bridge, again, we have a lot invested in them just because of the training, equipment, CDL, I mean, all those things. Is it a similar situation? Because then they can go anywhere and work for any truck driving
equipment operator.
I mean, they can go anywhere and get a job. And they did it at our, which is great. I mean, don't get me wrong, but they did it at our expense, right?
Right.
Sheriff's Department, that's a more specific training.
It is. Obviously, a patrol deputy could move to another agency where they could maybe make a little bit more money in a bigger city. Same thing with corrections officers. They could move to another jail and work, but the training that they're receiving is pretty specific to what they're doing. Same with dispatch.
Okay. So, yeah, so
we're not training them to go to another private sector job.
But there is still costs involved in the training.
There is, yes.
Obviously. I mean, and it's not a cheap cost. I mean, it is a...
Right. Yeah, it's expensive.
Okay.
I want to add one more deal, and then I'll be quiet. Adding to what Melanie had said earlier, you know, with the group of people that we've got a lot of talented people. And with the 80 and out, that would allow a quicker rotation to where more people could have the opportunity of being a crew leader, operator, what have you, a supervisor, my job. Like I said, we've got a lot of talent, and that would give them a lot more opportunity to be able to do that.
Devin, in the last 2 or 3 years, how many employees that have been here for any time has Road and Bridge lost?
We've lost quite a few to retirement.
Have they lost?
As far as lost going to another job?
Because they're not happy, they went on.
They like their job, but they just moved on because basically the money.
The money.
But I feel that something like this would have helped hold on to them.
And what I've heard from different ones that have come to me, department heads or whatever, it's the salary, the money. I can make more money over here. And that's what you've told me many times. And that's why that we've tried this year, because we had an increase, to increase salaries, increase our minimum wage that we're hiring. And so we don't just preach benefits.
If we add on to the salary and add this, then we would be a pretty good attraction to a lot of people.
Okay. And you, in your position, don't have any concern that Road and Bridge, on the portion of how many employees you've got, you know, times that increase, you have no concern that from now on out, the next Road and Bridge minute, because you would retire in, what, a couple of years then?
I'd be gone in March of 2023.
Okay. And you got to finish the Taney County Expressway. You can't do that.
24/7.
Sorry, I just threw that one. But the future administrators coming into that position, you don't think they'd have any problem with the budget from now on being able to sustain salaries to their employees so they can pay their bills and live, and with paying the increase in the loggers from 2.5%, so it'd be 17 point.
I don't.
Okay.
Foresee it. Like Melanie had mentioned earlier, you know, you're going to have more rotation, and the higher paid people are getting replaced with the starting wage people. Therefore, your line is going to be able to remain at that amount for years.
Okay.